Good afternoon. Welcome to Mike and the Haas on WASR Radio, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. I'm Mike Denae, and alongside Charlie Hossack, we are Mike and the Haas. How are you doing today, Charlie?
I'm doing fantastic. Apparently, today is not the day that I get to open the show. But
we
for
let
those,
it, let it go.
Can we talk a little bit? Let's talk a little bit about what kind of what has happened prior to the show beginning. So you had a little mishap. Totally get it. You left some stuff at home, so you had to go back, so you were late. You are my technical guy. You are the dude. You are in charge of kind of Facebook Live. And I couldn't find the little piece, and then Eric and I had a little mini panic. We were okay together.
And I came in with a couple minutes to spare.
And you came with a few minutes to spare, kind of saved the day, because we love having our Facebook Live audience to be able to join us. So thank you for saving the day. So I appreciate that.
Well, I want to thank my son for – I forgot my stuff, my notes, and my computer, and my backpack, and my water, and pretty much everything else.
Yeah.
And Sam brought it down.
So, Sam. So, thank you, Sam. Once again, Sam to the rescue.
I think we're going to have a really good show for a bunch of different reasons. Once we have
a special guest
here.
The special guest. So, the Facebook Live people could see the special guest, but we're not going to introduce him just yet.
No.
But those on the radio, you're going to really enjoy our guest.
I had a very trying day today.
Have you? Yeah, you're kind of like a little edgy. Like,
it's one of those days.
You had even said to me on air, you might have even been a little bit mean to me. Right,
really?
Prior to the show,
really?
Just like my feelings may have been hurt.
Okay, well, but I don't want to do that.
Can I can I share something? Something a little uplifting and positive.
I need that.
All right. So, as probably all of us know, that on February 14th, which is Sunday, is Valentine's Day. So today at school, I work at OSPE Central School, and I received a Valentine.
Congratulations!
From a special friend out there, Mia. So I just wanted to, for Facebook Live people, they could see that I have this, but I just wanted to share this with you. Mia's pretty awesome. She's in kindergarten, and she always tells me a joke and makes me happy every day, and I love it. I love when she tells me jokes. So she gave me this this Valentine's card, and it said, "I tried to find you a card without a silly joke inside, but it was too heart."
Very nice.
I love it.
Very cute.
Yeah, so thank you, Mia. It totally made my day. I've had a good day. Apparently, Mr. Denae has not had a very good day, but it's been positive.
In a nutshell, I went out to get my lunch,
yep.
And I've been getting something from Full Belly Deli and Grill.
Oh,
you know, and
nice.
They do a nice barbecue chicken cutlet sandwich.
Oh, my gosh.
And I get back to school, and I'm very excited to eat it.
Yes.
And I slip on the ice.
Oh, no.
And it was like a picture. And
yeah.
My sandwich and the fries went everywhere,
oh.
And I'm on the ground, and all I cared about was, did any kids see me?
Right.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
you don't
all
want to
I cared
be embarrassed.
About. Oh, that's all I cared about. There's only one.
Are you okay?
I'm a little dinged up.
I'm
a little grouchy, which we're going to find out.
You're a little grouchy, but you're not injured. You're okay?
No,
Did you eat your sandwich?
I saved the sandwich. I put it back together.
Honestly,
fries.
It's like a 5-second rule. For me, it'd be a 5-minute rule.
So the fries are scattered everywhere on the walkway and everything.
Yeah.
And I come, so I'm going to leave the fries there. And I come back an hour later, all the fries are gone.
Oh, yeah. Some little critter, like maybe.
I was thinking a hungry high school student.
Oh, my gosh. They're down there picking up the French fries.
So.
Did you eat the French fries? All right.
Mike and the Haas is powered by the Yum Yum Shop and located in the heart of downtown Wolfboro, and can be found on WASR 97.1 FM and 1420 AM and all over the world on WASR.net. The Yum Yum Shop has over 100 varieties of fresh baked goods, including 6 different types of bread and a full-service ice cream bar, and, of course, their most famous item, the gingerbread cookie. Make sure to visit the Yum Yum Shop the next time you are in Wolfboro or online at yumyumshop.com. And while you're there, enter the discount code of Mike and the Haas or WASR to receive $5 off a Gingy box. And you can join our conversation today at 569 Lake, 569-5253.
And you still have time to order a Gingy box for Valentine's Day.
You should do.
Yeah, you can get in there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get you hooked up. All the nice colors, the pinks and the whites and the reds. Delicious.
Okay. Do you want to go first, or is it, I forget who went first last week.
I think I went first, but I'll go first again.
Well, I'll go. I mean,
All right, go ahead. I don't mind going.
I
know you don't mind going because you're like, you know, trying to take over the show. I get it.
Are you going to let it go?
No, because now I can't let it go now because now you're on edge, so I can really push buttons today.
Great. Really looking forward to this.
All right, no, go ahead. You have a great take.
So, it really hasn't been publicized very much, but a few outlets have picked it up. But Major League Baseball is changing the baseball this year.
Wow.
They're changing the baseball. They heard Mike and the Haas. They did. They heard us. And so for those who don't know, we've had kind of an off and ongoing take about making baseball more attractive to shortening the game time and doing a couple things.
Yeah.
Some are crazy.
Yeah, kind of making it attractive just to kind of for the casual fan.
Baseball has turned into strikeouts and home runs.
Right.
And so Major League Baseball heard us.
They did.
And they're deadening the ball.
That's crazy.
Not significantly,
yeah,
but enough that it's going to have an effect on the game. So they're taking the ball and they're making it, they're deadening it by approximately 5%.
Okay.
And what this is going to do, it's going to be the equivalent of moving all the major league fences back 5 feet.
All right.
Which is pretty significant when you think about how many home runs you see that barely get over the fence.
Oh, I know.
You know, barely. And so all those are going to be gone. And so now it's a little bit more legitimacy as far as the home runs. My question to you, though, do you think it's going to have an effect?
I don't know. You know, one of the things we had talked about was, like, we had kind of joked around and, you know, this is being possible, but making the fences, you know, deeper, making the outfield, you know, instead of it being 400 feet, move it to 450 feet. So I'm not sure. You know, one of the things that I love to see, obviously, I love to see home runs. I can't stand seeing strikeouts. But I don't know if they're saying 5 feet. What I mean, it'd be interesting to find out. I mean, maybe you know this, Mike. How are they just changing the core of the baseball? Obviously,
I'm guessing they're going to wind it a little less tight than it already is.
Yeah,
I'm assuming they're going to keep the baseball the same size.
Sure.
You know, that's just probably going
to
not.
And it would have to probably be the same weight as well.
Not quite as much bounce as, you know, it had the past few years. I think it is going to have an effect because one of the things that we talked about was that the ball is not in play enough.
Right.
And I forget the stats, but it was like two-thirds of balls are either home runs or strikeouts.
Yeah.
That they're not in play. And so this is going to take away that the little guy that, you know, has barely enough home run power but swings for the fence every time.
Right.
And now
it's going to be a pop-out.
Now it's going to be a fly-out. And so now it's an out.
Yep.
And so maybe that's going to take him away from swinging for the fence. And now he's going to maybe hit the ball the opposite way and try and, you know, push a runner across.
Try to get on base.
And actually do baseball things.
Right.
Rather than home run derby things.
Yeah.
So I think it is going to have an effect. And I wish they would go more than 5%. And it is touchy, though, because like you like to see the home run ball.
I do.
And there's a lot of people out there that want to see the home run ball. But there's some aspects of the game that, because home run have taken over the game so much, that I think, but doing this, tweaking it a little bit, it's supposed to have a 5 to 10% effect on the number of home runs.
I think it's a good idea. I mean, I remember back to the late 80s and the Bash brothers, Canseco, McGuire and stuff, and it was the home runs. You didn't see a ton of home runs, but it was just kind of those big jacked guys that would come up, you know, hit for power and hit the home runs, and that'd be exciting. And like you said, more baseball was like truly baseball. Okay, you got a runner on first. Let's get him over to second. How am I going to advance the runner?
I miss the old time lineups, and I say old time like 15 years ago,
where
you had your leadoff guy who gets on base.
Sure.
You had your second, the guy that batted second, whose job was to move him
along. Yep.
Typically your third hitter was your best hitter, mm-hmm. who can combine average with, you know, run production and, you know, home runs, had a little
some
speed
power.
And so on.
Right.
Your fourth guy swung for the fence.
Yeah.
That's what his job was.
Yeah, he was the stud.
He swung for the fence and he struck out.
Yep.
Fifth guy swung for the fence, struck out also. He just wasn't as good as the fourth guy.
Right.
And then you get to the 6, 7, 8, 9, and, you know, you worked your way down the line. And so you had, you know, maybe you had a contact hitter in there with a little bit of power and so on down the line. And then your ninth guy would be lucky to hit the ball out of the infield.
Right.
Often.
Yeah.
You know, because he wasn't going to hit any home runs. That's changed.
Totally.
Now, one through nine can hit home runs. Because they're swinging for the fence.
Yeah.
By changing the ball a little bit, some of these guys, maybe the ninth guy doesn't have the ability to hit a home run anymore.
Right.
Maybe it's not realistic for him to hit a home run.
So he has to kind of change his game a little, tweak it a bit.
Maybe he knows a spot. Maybe the number two batter doesn't have the power to hit the home run anymore.
Yeah.
So he now has to change his game to what that traditional role would be.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see if it's just 5%, like, is that really are we going to notice a difference? It'll be fun to see if we do notice a difference. You know, maybe they'll have to continue tweaking a little and –
Well, I think the guy that just hits the ball just barely over the fence is probably going to notice that
his
production is going to be down a little
bit. Yeah, because the guy will be – he won't even be a warning track power.
Right, but your big boppers probably aren't going to see a difference. The guy that hits the ball 450 feet.
That doesn't matter.
Well, theoretically, I mean, 45 feet less, it's a 405-foot home run.
Okay, so maybe the outfielder has a shot at catching it.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
Theoretically. So
we'll see what happens.
It'll be different.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they're addressing it. And I think it's a tangible thing where we should see something. We should see that difference. I don't care for the 550-foot home run.
Right.
I really don't.
No.
I want a good baseball game that has different aspects of the game rather than just the home run.
Right.
And
you know, one of the things, too, that you see, and it kind of goes with your MLB take, is that it looks like they're going to be opening up stadiums for fans to attend.
Yeah, 10% to start with, something
but,
like that.
I mean, that'd be kind of cool. I mean,
it's something.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can afford. If there's only 10% in there, that's going to be a pretty expensive ticket.
Well, I'm still going to Baltimore because there's only 10% there anyway, so which is great.
Sold out.
Yeah. So my take is, with the rise of fantasy sports and sportsbook or gambling, essentially, are people becoming fans of individual players instead of showing their allegiance to teams? And I was just thinking about this because I may have fallen into this trap recently with the Super Bowl. I mean, I have become I'm a Tom Brady fan. Everybody knows that. I love Tom Brady. Yeah, I know. It's a surprise. And I love Gronk. And I was certainly cheering for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I kind of find myself like, hey, the Patriots didn't make the playoffs. I wasn't that disappointed. And I was trying to check myself at the door. Like, why am I not disappointed that the Patriots didn't make the playoffs? Because I was still cheering for Tom Brady and Gronk. Now, I haven't done really the sports book or anything like that, but you know, if I were really involved in that, I feel like my allegiance, and I hate to say this, I might be going more for players than teams, and that bothers me.
But is that because of sports book and gambling and fantasy? I do
fantasy as well.
Yeah, but I don't think that your following of Tom Brady down at Tampa had to do with fantasy.
No, it didn't. But I'm just asking I'm trying to see if there's a connection. That's my question. Is there a connection? Because now that you have fantasy, which obviously you can win money with and do gambling and the sportsbook betting, is that impacting the game? Or are we seeing a change in the culture? Or is it just, you know, me kind of saying like, okay, in this situation?
I think it's interesting, Charlie. But I would say that the addition of fantasy has you root for your team and you root for players.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an or yet.
Right.
Because I think it's an. And, you know, give you an example. So we'll use football. New England Patriots are playing.
Yes.
And they play a 1 o'clock game and you know, they get done at 4 o'clock. I don't turn the TV off anymore.
No.
You know, because I
want to see you got a couple guys playing in the
exactly,
next game, the late game.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm now interested in these other games. I'm not less interested in the Patriots game.
Yeah.
I'm interested in these other games. Fantasy has brought me into the other games.
I get that. You know what? I kind of feel uncomfortable sometimes, though, with the fantasy. I agree with you 100%. But, for example, let's say the Patriots are playing the Steelers, and my fantasy team's defense is Pittsburgh. Like, I feel almost kind of dirty.
Well,
like, you know, but I know you could try to change that out and stuff, but if you're locked in, you can't. So, I don't know. I honestly believe that fantasy and gambling and all that sports book is kind of changing the way people cheer for teams and root for teams. And I
think it is cheering. Yeah. It's changing the way, but I don't think it's necessarily they're not cheering for the teams anymore.
Yeah.
I just think that they've added different layers of it.
They're vested in some other things as well.
And I also think it's brought in the fringe fan into the game.
Oh, definitely.
You know, that are not hardcore New England Patriots fans or Pittsburgh Steelers fans. Yeah. They're just football fans.
Yeah, football fans.
Or they like football or they, you know, like statistics. You know, I one of my problems with fantasy is that I often bet with my heart rather than my head.
Oh, same with me.
And so I when I look at a New England game, because I am a passionate Patriots fan, when I look at a New England game, I generally stay away from it because my heart's more involved than my head.
Right.
And so I will never, ever pick a defense that's going against the Patriots,
right,
even though this year it would have been a very good bet.
It would have been a great bet.
It would be good, but I usually don't do that, and that's probably why I don't win as much as I should.
Yeah.
It's because I'm using my heart rather than my head.
Right. And you kind of nailed it last week when you were talking a little bit about when we were talking about the NFL. It's just so easy to, with the NFL, just to, you know, your favorite team's game is over, roll right into the next game. It's just so easy to watch football, and you don't even have to care about either team.
And I think football is the best example of that. Baseball, hockey, the fantasy is not quite the way that it works for the other teams. It's not as clean as football is.
Right. Plus, football is typically, I mean, not typically, it's once a week.
It's once a week, and it makes a difference.
Yep.
Hey, when we come back, we are going to introduce our special guest.
I can't wait.
Yep. And we've got a lot of questions for him.
We do.
So we'll be right back. Mike and the Haas and WASR. Mike and the Haas is sponsored by the Downtown Grill and Cafe. When in downtown Wolfboro, don't forget to stop at the Downtown Grill and Cafe. The Downtown Grill is open from 7 to 3, 7 days a week, 364 days a year, serving breakfast and lunch with daily specials and delicious homemade soups. The grill offers the finest organic and fair trade gourmet coffee and tea, several gluten-free options, and a unique and delicious breakfast and lunch menus. So for some of the best breakfast and lunch options in town, visit the Downtown Grill and Cafe during your next visit. Need a chainsaw, some paint, or even a grill? Don't head down to the big box store. Stop at Bradley's Hardware in downtown Wolfboro. At Bradley's, you will find all of your hardware needs. Bradley's Hardware carries quality name brands such as Steel and Echo Power Equipment, Benjamin Moore Paints, Weber and Big Green Egg Grills, and just about anything else you could find in a hardware store. Bradley's also stocks an extensive inventory of rental equipment. Rent anything from a commercial carpet cleaner to a cement mixer. So before you head out of town, stop at Bradley's Hardware on 22 Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro. They are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7:30 to 5. Bradley's is your local hardware choice.
After the program today, I'm heading to Skelly's Market in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. They have all your grocery needs, plus more with great customer service. Pizza, subs, fried chicken, and a great selection of meats to put on your grill. On Saturday nights, there's always the much-loved pizza special, with two large topping pizzas for only $20. Skelly's also features Richardson's Ice Cream and the world-famous Bailey's Hot Fudge. Enjoy your visit to Skelly's Market at 374 Governor Wentworth Highway in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, and see why Skelly's is the convenience store with a little more.
DF Richard Energy has been family-owned and operated since 1932 and offers the highest quality propane gas, bioheat oil, and kerosene. DF Richard Energy installs and services heating and cooling systems, offers service protection plans, smart pay price protection, and 24-hour emergency service. Now is the time to have your gas or oil system serviced, so contact DF Richard Energy at 1-800-649-6457 and visit dfrichard.com.
Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. All right, we've been looking forward to this. We've been teasing this all week.
We have been.
We have a guest in the studio,
which is awesome. Our special guest is a senior at Kingswood Regional High School. He is a member of the Unified Basketball Team. I've known Andrew personally, and I think you have as well,
since he was
just this high, just a little guy, way back when at Carpenter School, and then went through Crescent Lake Middle School, and then and Kingswood. So we would love to welcome, and I'm really excited about this, Andrew Cray to the show. So Andrew, thank you so much for joining Mike and the Hoss.
Yeah, thanks for having me. If anybody's listening in Tuttenborough right now, big shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for listening to Mike and the Hoss on WASR. Remember, if you want to call in, just give us a call at 569-LAKE. That's 569-LAKE.
Awesome. Thank you, Andrew.
That's nice job.
Well done. So shout out to the people, the peeps in Tuftonboro. And you just recently moved to Tuftonboro, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's exciting. So you guys are kind of like neighbors.
That's right. Tuftonboro rocks.
All right. You ready to share with us a little bit of stuff? We're going to have Mike start with the questioning.
All right.
So, Andrew, you're playing on the Unified Basketball Team?
Yeah, that's right.
How many games have you guys had?
Well, we just had our first one, Laconia. We just played our first one versus Laconia, and we had a lot of – there's this one person who had a lot of three-pointers.
Really?
No.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
For Kingswood or for Laconia?
For Laconia.
Oh, for Laconia.
So he was a player. Okay.
Well, he was shooting the threes, huh? I want to let you in on a little secret. I saw a video of you scoring, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
So you're putting up some points, huh, Andrew?
Yeah.
Which is awesome. That's awesome. We already kind of covered. We know that you're a senior. Just kind of let me know, because I actually don't know the answer to this question, Andrew. How long have you been playing basketball?
You know, I've been playing since I was a freshman in high school, so all 4 years.
Wow, that's awesome. So you never played prior to that? You didn't play when you were younger?
No, not really.
That's awesome. So I know one of the questions that I kind of have for you, freshman year, why did you decide to start playing basketball? Like, you just wanted to just play a sport?
Yeah.
I think that's awesome because there's so many kids that get to high school that have never played sports, and then they decide to play sports.
All right, next question, Andrew. Who is the coach of the Unified Basketball Team?
The coach is Coach Courtney Frank. She's the secretary of – well, she'll answer the phones if you call the attendance office.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Does she run hard practices?
Yeah, really.
Really? Does she run you a lot? I don't like to run.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's cool. Do you have a favorite basketball team that you might cheer for?
Well, yeah, I actually have two.
Yeah.
One is the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
And, well, I'll explain more. So, the reason I like the Utah Jazz is because, well, Donovan Mitchell actually went to Brewster, mm-hmm. and he, my mom was actually one of his students.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. Very cool.
No.
So,
My mom taught him.
Donovan Mitchell, yeah?
Yeah. And then...
That's really cool. So do you like the Celtics?
Well, yeah, I actually went to a game 2 years ago because my brother saved an elderly woman on the Wolf Road side of Lake Winnipesaukee.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
That's really neat.
So was he recognized on the court as the Heroes Among Us?
Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome. So as you know, I'm a big Celtics fan. What an honor for your brother. And I don't know if people could see this. You're wearing your Celtics shirt. I love the gold, too, by the way. I really need to spice up my wardrobe.
You need some change, Charlie.
I think I should.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, Andrew. So you're a senior. Yeah. What kind of job and career would you like to pursue when you get out of school?
Well, I'd like to work with kids or in a TV studio or a radio station.
Well, I mean, from what we've seen here, you're a natural over here.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, Andrew's been bouncing around, going into sitting in the captain's chair over there.
Eric's let him go in there.
Yeah,
he
hasn't even let us sit in that chair yet.
Yeah. That's so true. I mean, we've never been invited, Eric, to sit in your chair. Oh, well, maybe one day. So you beat us to it, Andrew. That's cool. So you mentioned radio. Obviously, we're doing radio now. You mentioned TV, and then Mike and I have done a little TV in the past.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about, I know that you're in a class with my daughter, right? With
right.
Abby, or you were in a class with her.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that class with Mr. Giesler?
Well, yeah. I took this class for 2 years. I was a level 2 student at the time. And in this class, we read the announcements from the school. We also read the scripts for our segments as well.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
That's great. That's a start. It's a better start than we have.
I was going to say, you know more about radio and TV than we do, just so you know.
Yeah.
So. That's right. Andrew, it's been fantastic having you here.
Thank you. It really has,
and you are welcome any point.
Yeah.
Do you have any more questions for Andrew?
No, I mean, as far as you had mentioned, and you said you enjoy working with kids, little kids.
Yeah.
And I think you'd be great working with little kids. And I know that Eric Scott, our station manager, has kind of had an open invitation to you. And I know that at some point, if you ever want to come back and hang out, and he could show you this cool board that he works on and the stuff up behind us. I know you were seeing all the things that are going on.
Andrew, maybe you could tell us about that, because he doesn't let us go anywhere near that stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to kind of use you to kind of educate us about that. So we'd love for you to hang out. Feel free to hang out for the show. And if you got opinions that you want to share with us, we'd love to hear from them.
And remember, you can call at 569-LAKE. That's 569-LAKE or 569-525. You're listening to Mike and the Haas on WASR, Wolfboro, Tuftonboro, and Effingham.
You got it. And say, and don't forget to say, powered by the Yum Yum Shop.
Yeah, powered by the Yum Yum Shop.
Right on.
All right. Nice job, Andrew.
Thank you.
All right, let's cut.
He's the one who should take over for me.
Actually, you know what?
He should take over.
I'm okay now because I think Andrew should always bring us back for break now.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so there was some Kingswood sports.
We
got some updates. Let's talk hockey, boys.
Yep.
We had one game since our last show. We went up to Berlin, Hockey Town, USA.
Yeah.
And similar to what we've been seeing, it was kind of a different period. We got out to a very slow start. We were down 3-0 after about halfway through the first period.
Right.
Coach Potenza called the timeout, kind of brought the boys in together. And then we played really well.
Good.
We played really well. I mean, the final was 7-3. So Berlin's only has one loss this year. They're a very deep team.
Very talented team.
Very talented, very deep, very hungry. And the things trending up. At this point for the boys' hockey team, I would say they're trending up. We're starting to see. We had a great practice yesterday.
Good.
A lot of energy yesterday. I think we're going to surprise Berlin on Saturday.
I hope so.
I'm going to do a little prediction. I think we're going to surprise them.
They coming here?
They're coming here.
Yeah, what time's the game?
7:30 is the game.
Ooh, 7:30. Yeah.
So in that game, Nick Potenza scored twice. Bailey Savage had one.
Great,
but it was nice. They were good goals. They were, you know, they weren't, you know, anything real cheap. There was,
right,
you know, good stuff that we had been working on, that we've been talking with the boys, and the boys are starting to put things in place.
That's great.
So I think we're going to surprise them.
Good.
I think I'm pretty excited about that. Good. The girls team?
Yeah, the girls. So the girls had senior night the other night. They played Pinkerton Academy, and it was, you know, it was a tough game. Pinkerton was very talented. You know, they have, I think they have 3,500 kids from their school.
That's crazy.
So, you know, but, you know, they came, they were prepared. But the best part was senior night, and it was really, it was a lot of fun. So we recognized the seniors, Emily Goldberg, who's, it's her first year actually playing hockey. So great to see Emily doing that. Quinn Meserve, Nia Garland, Alexis Booth, and one of the two captains, Abby Hossack. So it was a nice senior night.
Oh, I think we might get a phone call.
We might have a caller.
Yeah.
Caller number one, what is your opinion?
I like it, Andrew.
And where are you calling from?
Hey, you're on Mike and the Hoss.
Yep, you're on there.
Nope, they left. They didn't want to talk to us, Andrew. Yeah, I can't believe that.
Maybe bad service.
Yeah.
They heard Charlie's voice and they hung up.
They did. And I just wanted to shout out to Haley Brooks. Haley Brooks scored a goal in the game, and the girls travel tomorrow to Pinkerton Academy.
Okay. Basketball, we actually did get some updates for basketball for the boys' basketball team. Coach Farragher reached out and said finish up their fourth week together this weekend. And, you know, I'll summarize what some of the stuff that he said. He says he's in this for the long term.
Sure.
And he's trying to build a culture of basketball.
Build a program.
They have not won any games this year. But he feels like they're establishing a culture and they're growing. And that the young kids are starting to contribute and everything's starting to happen. So
He's
also seeing some improvement. He also had a senior night the other night. And he wanted to recognize Aiden Marno, Pat Runnels, Josh Finneran, Brogan Shannon. And
That was it.
Yeah, that was the end of it. Yeah. So congratulations to those seniors. And, you know, keep it going, basketball team. Boys
That's
basketball
awesome.
Team. Didn't hear from the girls basketball team. So maybe next for Tuesday's show.
Maybe Coach Garabedian. Yeah. But how about skiing? So the girls, this is kind of cool. They had some championships. The girls skied yesterday at Crotchet Mountain. And they placed 9th in the giant slalom and 7th in the slalom. The top scorer for Kingswood was Abby Fournier. So congratulations to Abby Fournier. She scored top in both events.
Tufton Borough.
Yeah, Tufton Borough represents
Tufton
right
Borough.
There, Andrew.
Yeah,
right there.
Go. Right there.
Let's go.
Yeah. and then the boys. The boys skied today at Cranmore and placed, or yesterday at Cranmore and placed 7th in slalom and 8th in the giant slalom. Cam Yates was the top finisher in the giant slalom. And Lou Arenello was the top slalom finisher. And
that's Athlete of the Week, Lou Arenello.
Yeah, that is Athlete of the Week. So great job by the Alpine team.
Oh, well done. Well done. So it's nice to get those updates. Hopefully we get some updates for next week, too.
Definitely.
Since we're on twice a week, we can go game by game.
We can.
But I think the ski season's now over.
Yeah, for Alpine, but Nordic's coming up because we had Coach Arsenault on.
That's right.
So that's coming up at the end of the month.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it. Do the girls' hockey team have a game this weekend?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The girls travel tomorrow to Pinkerton Academy.
Oh, they're going to
Pinkerton. So they're going to Pinkerton tomorrow, and, see how it goes.
Tough schedule.
I mean, it is.
You played – it was Dover – St. Thomas and Winnicott, I believe, were this on the same.
That's right.
Place.
They were all combined together.
And so you're looking at about 3,000 students there.
Yeah. Pinkerton's about the same.
Pinkerton's about 3,500 students. Those are small colleges.
They really are.
There are literally colleges that are smaller than those that are playing in Division I.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because of COVID, because the state had something nice, you know, was set up for girls hockey if COVID hadn't hit. Now you just got to play who you got to play.
Right. So when we come back, we have our full Belly Deli Trivia Contest.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And what are they going to win, huh?
That's a great question.
Nice job, Andrew. So what are they going
to
win?
And in order to win the contest, you need to answer the question correctly. And you must
– what caller do they need to beat?
Well,
it's whoever
first caller.
The very first caller with the correct answer.
We're small market. We're still on the first caller. Eric hasn't gotten us a call screener yet.
Yeah, the first caller at 569 Lake will win – what?
They're going to win. What do you tell you?
$20 gift certificate to the Full Belly Deli.
All right. Remember, that's 569 Lake. Yep. That's, once again,
569-5253.
Yeah.
All right.
You're listening to Mike and the Hoss on WASR. We'll be right back.
Lucas Roasting Company, which is located on King Street in beautiful Back Bay, Wolfboro. They serve delicious coffee, tea, espresso, and lattes. And you know what, Mike? They were voted the best coffee in New Hampshire by WMUR. They even roast their own coffee inside their cafe. Lucas Roasting offers over 40 different single origins and blends of coffee to choose from. My favorite is the Italian roast. It's really dark and has great flavor. After 13 years in the coffee industry, Lucas Roasting Company can handle personal and large business orders. Stop by their cafe on King Street in Wolfboro or order online to have delicious coffee shipped right to your door. The cafe is open Wednesday and Thursday, 7 to 5, and Friday and Saturday, 7 to 3. Or go ahead and visit lucasroasting.com anytime.
And please make sure to tell them that Mike and the Haas sent you. Mike and the Haas is sponsored by Duran Independent Insurance. If you're in the market for your health, life, or long-term care insurance, start with Paul Duran at Duran Independent Insurance. Paul and his team can answer any of your insurance questions with an independent voice. They can help you shop for the best rates available in New Hampshire and are your trusted time saver. So for any of your life, health, or long-term care insurance, start with Duran Independent Insurance. You can reach them at 603-569-6464 or DuranIndependentInsurance.com. Duran is independent and works for you.
Everyone deserves a treat in life. The Yum Yum Shop in beautiful downtown Wolfboro is offering an amazing deal on their Gingy Boxes. Gingy Boxes are 24 delicious gingerbread cookies with 2 containers of frosting. Gingy Boxes can be shipped anywhere in the world. When you order online at yumyumshop.com, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas to receive $5 off your order.
So don't forget, to save $5 on a Gingy Box, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas at yumyumshop.com. Welcome back to Mike and the Haas and WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. All right, it's Full Belly Deli trivia time. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here's your question, folks. What Boston Bruin holds the record for the most career games in a Boston Bruins uniform? What Boston Bruin holds the record for the most career games in a Boston Bruins uniform?
Wow.
And if you know the answer, 569-5253, 569-LAKE, and you're going to win a $20 gift certificate to the Full Belly Deli.
Yeah. Yes. So this is a great question.
Do you know the answer?
I actually knew the answer, but you actually put the answer in the notes. But
oh, I did. Well, you know why? Just in case you didn't know.
But I did. I appreciate that. I did know the answer.
All right, let's jump to the Celtics while we're waiting for somebody to call. Hopefully, somebody calls soon. I think I said they were going to split this week, didn't I?
You did. You were right on. I was thinking about that. You were right on. They lost the first game and won the second.
I actually, full disclosure, I thought it was going to be the other way around. I thought they were going to beat Utah and then lose to the Raptors.
Okay.
They played a horrific fourth quarter against Utah.
It was awful.
It was, and they called themselves out on it. They were really upset with themselves. So that's a good sign. And they came back and played really well, but they played much different than they had last night, because it was the bench scoring that was what got them the game.
Yeah,
it wasn't. I mean, Tatum and Brown were factors, because they were factors with the assists.
They
and
were
the
huge
rebounds
with the
and
assists.
So I almost think it was purposeful when they came out last night, that they can't be the top two scorers every single night.
No.
That's not how it works.
No.
It's going to work.
And thankfully, Semi and Pritchard stepped up.
Well, they couldn't miss.
Yeah, they couldn't miss. And all those assists by Tatum and Brown were amazing. Let's break down kind of the first game.
Okay.
The first game they played against the Utah Jazz, right? Yeah. And
so who are you rooting for in that one, Andrew? Because you're a Celtics fan and a Utah Jazz fan.
I don't really know.
Okay, that's a tough one.
I don't blame you. Because you got Donovan Mitchell, obviously Brewster graduate, against the Celtics. So, that's a tough one. I agree. I don't know who I was rooting for either.
I knew who I was rooting for.
Yeah, I know Celtics. Yeah. I know Celtics. I gotcha. So that was a tough game. I mean, Donovan Mitchell had a big night and pretty much.
He has a big night just about every night.
And pretty much help propel Utah over Boston.
On a real quick side note, a lot of the early now MVP voting is coming out because the All-Star game stuff is happening.
It looks like we have a phone call.
You're on the air.
Hey, you're on the air with Mike and the Haas. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
You got that trivia answer yet?
Yeah, what do you got?
Ray Bourque.
Well done.
You are correct.
All right. So you're going to stay on the air. Do not hang up. Stay on the air, and you're going to give Eric, our station manager, the information about, so you can go down and pick up your gift certificate to the Full Belly Deli. Congratulations.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
All right, you got him, Eric? All right. So that's nice. So the Boston Bruin that holds the record for the most career games in a Boston uniform is Ray Bourque.
21 seasons.
Wow. Gotta love Ray Bourque.
21 seasons. Wow. Where did he finish his career?
He finished his career in Colorado.
Well done.
Thank you, sir.
Well done.
Thank you.
With a Stanley Cup victory.
He did.
How did you feel about that?
That's tough.
That's tough. How did you feel about the parade? That there was a parade in Boston
for Ray Bourque
with the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I know. A little odd, but you know.
I drew the line there.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like if they had a parade for Tom Brady.
Do you think they're gonna have a parade for Tom Brady in town?
No, they're just gonna make a statue for
Tom Brady. Got a little loose, by the way, in his parade.
That was Talk about a parade, though. That's the kind of parade I want to be in—a boat parade.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
These
guys were in shorts and Gronk shirt off. And
how about when Brady threw the Lombardi Trophy?
That's not the real Lombardi Trophy.
I understand that, but how cool was that? What if that ended up in the bottom of the ocean?
Oh, that wouldn't be good at all.
Wouldn't be. Andrew, do you have a boat?
Yeah, my dad has one. Yeah.
Oh, he has a boat? Oh, good. Because Mike, did you know that Mike has a boat and he's never invited me on the boat? Isn't that crazy?
And Mr. Hossack's not helping his invitations right
now. Yeah, so Mr. Dene is probably never going to invite me on his boat.
That's right. Yeah. All right, so let's get back to the Celtics. Did you see Taco got 4 points last night? We said we were going to talk about the Utah game.
We already covered the Utah.
No, I wanted to talk about Donovan Mitchell for a second.
All right, go for it.
The All-Star stuff is coming out now, and the MVP voting is coming out. He's way down on the list, and I'm having trouble figuring that out.
Yeah.
LeBron's heads and tails right now, way above
everybody else. Everybody loves LeBron.
But Donovan Mitchell's like in the – he's a little above Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, but he's not over the top.
He's definitely in the second tier.
Yeah, which is crazy.
It is crazy.
Because he's an elite player.
So I'm just surprised at that. He scores at will.
Yeah.
And maybe this is a little bit of Homer in me, a Wolfboro Homer, because he was at Brewster, and I want to see him recognized a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm struggling why he's not being recognized more than he is.
Right. I don't know.
You don't have an answer?
I don't have an answer.
I'm posing the question to you.
Yeah, I do not have an answer. I do want to just kind of let you guys know that we're not going to name the person that won the trivia question, but because of Andrew, they're from Tuftonboro. So representing.
Oh, yes.
Tuftonboro's rocking this show.
They are. Thank you.
Yeah, whoever called from Tuftonboro, big shout out to you.
Yeah.
All right. Bruins, real quick. Bruins are right now.
They look good.
We're a hockey town.
Oh, my gosh. They're amazing.
We are. Boston is a hockey town right now. They have one loss, one regulation loss.
What are they, like 8-1-2 or something like that?
They have two overtime losses.
Yeah.
I think it's more than eight.
They
truly are rolling right now. Problem is a bunch of other teams are rolling too.
Right.
And their competition is pretty thick. I'm still going to say I don't think they're going to get by Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
But at least right now we have one team that's not in the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Like the Celtics.
I know you're going there. Can we backtrack a little bit about the Celtics?
We
kind of missed a couple things. We talked about Semi and Pritchard, but they were both 6 of 8 from three, and they set a Celtics record. This is kind of amazing. This is the first time in Celtics history that two teammates have hit 6 or more three-pointers in a game.
That's surprising.
It's very surprising based on who we've had in the past.
Well, just based on the league, too.
Based
on Brad Stevens'
offense.
Well,
this offense. Is for Celtics history.
I know, but based on the way the league has gone to a three-point league.
Right, everybody should not.
Stevens is all about the three.
And, I always go back to 2008, and I'm thinking, well, of course Ray Allen's going to hit threes. And I was thinking, there are other three-point shooters. Paul Pierce shot threes.
Go back to Scott Wedman.
Oh, Scott Wedman. Well, you're taking me way back.
I mean, he was putting up threes all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was on the same team with Bird.
Yep, true.
Bird didn't have 6 threes. I guess the three was a little deeper then, too, though.
How do you feel about Kemba? He had a terrible game, and then he had a really good game.
We really bounced off those Bruins, didn't we?
Yeah. No, we'll go back to the Bruins.
No, that's
I don't
okay.
mind going back to the Bruins.
No, that's okay. I mean, I get some more stuff to say about the Celtics, too.
Yeah, but what are your thoughts about Kemba?
I want to trade Kemba.
Yeah, I'm still there.
Inconsistency. And, I mean, you've been around me a long time so it's the inconsistency stuff that it really bothers me. And I think Kemba's inconsistent. I think something I picked up, though, we'll both be upset.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown's available.
Yes, I know.
That scares me.
That is very scary.
He is the Celtic that I like the most, besides Taco.
Right.
But, he is the one that I like the most, and I'd rather have him than Tatum.
I agree with you,
almost sacrilegious,
but it
bothers me that Jaylen Brown's the one that they might give up. And I'm thinking, well, what are they going to get for Jaylen Brown that excites you?
Right.
And they're going to get another Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
And maybe a big.
No, I say keep Jaylen Brown. And we've talked about this. Get rid of Walker. Get rid of Smart. And get the Celtics going. I'm still, and you haven't asked me the question. I appreciate it. So I'll just answer the question that you haven't asked. How are you feeling about the Celtics now, Charlie? Well, Mike, I feel okay. I
was going to give you a day off from that.
It's okay. I still feel okay. And
you can't feel as good as you did before at the beginning of the year.
What I said okay.
Okay, but what you're seeing right now from the Celtics has got to be a little bit concerning.
Yeah, I am. I'm a little bit concerned. That's why I'm just okay.
Okay.
You know, I'm not feeling good.
Well, they beat Toronto the other night, but
yeah, they beat Toronto. But I mean, Toronto's not the Toronto of old.
12-11.
Yeah. So it's not. It's not. I mean, it's good that they won, but it's not like they beat the Jazz.
So we're both on the same page where the Celtics need to make a move.
They have
to. We just don't want Jaylen Brown to be part of that
move. No, we don't want Jaylen Brown at all.
Or Tatum to be part of that move.
Not at all.
Right?
No, you have to keep those.
Can everybody else go?
Well, I mean, I want to keep the young guys. I want to keep Pritchard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taco.
I mean, yeah, Taco. I don't think Taco's on the move. But, I think everyone else is available to trade. I thought by now Danny would be doing something. So
he's talking about it. Right now he's
teasing
kinda,
it. Yeah.
Well, he's kind of doing what the Red Sox are doing. They're interested in this player. They're interested in this.
And then someone else gets them.
Danny's looking something. They're not really interested.
No.
The Red Sox are interested if they can pay him $35, and then they're interested in him.
Yeah.
But they don't want to pay any real money, and they're certainly not going after top talent. We'll get to the Red Sox. Our second segment is about baseball, and our fourth segment is about baseball. The Bruins, can we go back to the Bruins?
I'm sorry, yeah, we can go back to the Bruins.
I enjoy talking about those first-place teams.
More
than the fourth-place teams.
I get it, but sometimes the nice thing is we create our notes, and you just jump, like, you missed all the good Celtics stuff.
Well, you didn't seem like you were talking.
That's why I had
it. It didn't seem like you were talking. It seemed like you were ready to move on.
I wasn't ready. You were just pushing me to the Bruins. I know the Bruins are great, and I'm glad they're great. And like you said, we're a hockey town.
Right now, Boston's a hockey town.
I get it.
You don't seem excited about
that. No, I'm not super excited about it because I love the Celtics, too. Can we be a basketball and hockey town?
When the Celtics get out of fifth place, we can be.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I knew it was coming. I knew you couldn't hold off.
You baited me.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's talk Bruins. Keep going.
Well, I think right now what we're seeing from the Bruins is they're getting dynamic scoring. They're getting good defense. They're getting good goaltending.
Yeah.
From both goaltenders.
Yeah, which is huge.
So one thing I wanted to ask, and I don't know if you have an opinion on this, Halak is playing very well.
Yeah.
Rask is in the last year of his contract. Is it time to trade Rask? Trade deadline? You could pick up any missing pieces you have. You could probably get something for him and get those things and then make a real run.
Yeah, and we had kind of talked about this last year during the playoff. Was it last year? I guess. When the Bruins were in the playoffs and Rask had to leave for the family emergency and stuff. So I think we were both pretty down on Rask. And I agree. If you have a goaltender that's playing well right now, which we do, yeah, see what you can get. Get him out of here and see what you can pick up.
He says he wants to stay a Bruin and finish his career as a Bruin.
Do you think he's going to retire at the end of this season?
No, I don't want him to finish his career as a Bruin.
He's still got a few more years.
I don't want him. Inconsistent.
Yeah.
You know, inconsistent. Can you trust him? How many times in the last 10 years have they gotten to the playoffs or before the playoffs, and if it's a big game, he's too sick to play?
Right.
Or, I mean, there's some stuff coming out about when they were in the bubble, the Canadian bubble, on why he left, and that it was a lot more of his team was pushing him out because there's some family stuff going on.
Sure.
I don't know why that didn't come out at the time.
Yeah.
But so maybe we give him a pass on that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
But then they're in the Stanley Cup Finals in Game 7 at home, and he lets up two softies.
Yeah.
Which set the tone for that whole game.
It sure did.
So
we might be at the point to move on from Rask.
Hey, but before we go to break, a couple of announcements. We had mentioned the New England Wolves, their JBT charity game.
Yes.
That's coming up on February 20th at 5:45. That's to benefit Allison and Jesse, who lost their 7-year-old son, John Bradley Thompson, on April 9th, 2014, after a 10-month battle with DIPG. He left behind two little sisters and miles of hearts and fractures. They are so fortunate to have the collective love, support, and generosity of our incredible community, and that's going to be at the Merrill Fay Arena on February 20th at 5:45. There's a lot of cool things in that. Shootouts, and you know, you can sponsor a shootout person. It's pretty cool.
Right.
Also, Learn to Skate. This is in town here in Wolfboro. Learn to Skate and Learn to Play Sunday mornings 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Pop Whale and Ice Arena starting February 21st, going all the way to March 28th. The February 21st one will be the only one that's from 10:40 to 11:40 a.m. Learn to Skate is free. Intro to Ice Hockey programs for kids ages 4 to 10. Learn to Play is $100. If your child is new to skating, please register for Learn to Skate. And if your child has skating experience, please register them for Learn to Play. Limited space is available. If you are Learn to Skate, your required equipment are skates and a helmet. And if you are Learn to Play, full ice hockey equipment. You can register online at backbayhockey.com.
Awesome.
And we will be right back. Mike on the Hawson WASR.
Carroll County Oil offers prompt, courteous service with competitive rates. They offer automatic, will call, pre-buy, and budget programs designed to fit your needs. If your oil burner needs service, give Carroll County Oil a call, and they will contact a qualified technician 24 hours a day. At Carroll County Oil, you are a name, not a number. So, when your knees are knocking, fear no more. Give Carroll County Oil a call, and they'll be at your door. 539-8332.
Hey, this is Mike and Charlie from Mike and the Hoss. If you're looking for a great night out, try the Full Belly Bar and Grill at Kingswood Country Club. The Bar and Grill is a delicious Friday night prime rib for $20, plus additional food and drink specials every night. After your meal, play a round of golf on the only golf simulators in the region. If you mention Mike and the Hoss, get an hour of golf for the super low price of $20, a $5 savings.
Hey Mike, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro for some of the tastiest subs in town. You have to try the Full Belly Deli. Both restaurants offer delivery and takeout. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955.
And you can reach the Bar and Grill at 603-569-9869. Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Hoss. If you're in the real estate market, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway. Faye brings 30 years experience to real estate in the Lakes region. If you're planning on selling, call Faye, and she could set up a complimentary market analysis to value your home and discuss anything you can do to help your house sell quicker and for more money. If you're buying, start with Faye. No one knows the local market better than Faye, and she will find the perfect house for you. So whether buying or selling, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway by calling 888-723-0306 or Verani.com. Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss and WASR. Andrew?
15 minutes of the show. Like I said before, you can call in at 569-LAKE or 569-525.
5253.
5253, sorry.
Nice job, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
I'm looking forward to this because football, we mentioned on Tuesday that we're putting football, you know, kind of in the back burner for
kind
a while.
Kind of in the back burner,
you know, until free agency and blah, blah, blah.
We may cover a little UNH football, though.
Oh, that's true.
A little bit.
Yeah. It's baseball season.
Yeah, it is.
We get to start talking baseball.
Awesome.
So we got a little game here that we're going to play in a little while. But we get some Red Sox updates.
So before we go Red Sox, can I just
jump
in? So Kingswood Cal Ripken Baseball and Softball, their registration is going to be opening up pretty soon, hopefully maybe by Saturday or tomorrow. So start thinking about baseball, start thinking about softball. We have a Facebook page, Kingswood Cal Ripken Baseball.
And we're going to have Bill Huffman, the president of Kingswood Cal Ripken.
Yep, he's going to come on the show, hopefully next week, which will be great.
And so we'll get him here and give any kind of details.
Yeah.
And it's time to start thinking baseball.
It's time to start thinking baseball and softball.
Well, we've had two meetings already.
I know we have.
We both serve on the board.
It's exciting.
And we've had two meetings, so.
My favorite sport.
I know it is.
Yeah.
Red Sox pitchers and catchers reporting this week.
Yeah, February 17th. Yeah, pretty awesome.
Everybody. February 26th.
Yeah.
And sad news, I guess, Andrew Benintendi has been traded.
So, sad news in the sense that he won a world championship with the Red Sox, and that catch, the catch against the Astros, that was great.
Sad news, he's one of our own.
Yeah, came up through the farm system.
Came up through the system.
Yeah.
I'm not really feeling who they got back for him, though.
No, they got like 4 million people, but not not anybody that you're like, oh, great.
No. So
I agree with you.
You got Franchi Cordero and Josh Winkowitz.
That's such a great name, Franchi.
Franchi. I had to check my spelling on that a couple times.
Yeah.
I put it in.
I actually, when I saw that, I double checked you too. I'm like, is that okay?
So? Franchi is right now the book on him is he's an outfielder that can't hit.
Awesome.
He's fast though.
Oh.
But he can't hit.
Yeah, we had one of those in JBJ.
JBJ could hit.
Sometimes.
Well, Franchi doesn't hit sometimes.
Franchi just doesn't hit.
At this point, he does not hit.
Great.
He has
he's friends with Alex Cora, right?
Is that why he's there?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
I think they go back somewhere. Must have been on the Astros.
So I pulled what the projected Red Sox lineup is. Now, they signed somebody today,
okay,
and that I missed that. So, you know, I did this yesterday, so.
Well, before you go over the lineup, I want you to know that I thought I was going to feel terrible. I guess today's the day of feeling okay. I feel okay.
Well, I haven't even read it yet.
I know, but I mean, I'm just kind of prepping it and getting, okay, having you, you know.
Well,
know
I want to go position and see how you feel. Center fielder, Alex Verdugo.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Third base, Rafael Devers. Batting second.
Yeah, I love Devers.
Shortstop, Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm all in on the first three.
Yeah.
No
problem at all.
DH, JD Martinez.
If he can go back to the JD Martinez.
Needs
of
a bounce
old,
back. He needs a bounce back here.
Yeah, sure, yes. I'm okay with that.
Left fielder, Hunter, I strike out a lot, Renfro.
Yeah, I'm not super excited.
Okay. First base, Bobby Dalbec.
I'm okay with that. He was coming on last year.
I think the jury's out.
Yeah.
I think he's a question mark.
Yeah. But he was coming on. Yep.
Catcher, Christian Vasquez.
It's fine. He's consistent. I mean, he's okay.
That's exactly what I was going to say. He's okay.
He's okay.
He's okay. He's batting six.
Yeah.
He's okay. Right fielder, Franchi Cordero.
Since I don't know a whole lot about Franchi and what you've told me, not feeling good about that.
Well, the fact that that's the best they got to be in right field right now.
We went from Mookie to Franchi.
Exactly. I'm not feeling Franchi right now.
Okay.
Second base, Enrique Hernandez, or Kiki Hernandez.
Yeah, Kiki. I'm not. It is what it is, but I'm okay.
He's
I guess
a utility infielder.
Yeah.
He is a very well-known utility infielder.
He's a faster Brock Holt, right? Is that
what
they said?
And he's graduated to now a starting position. So the Red Sox are taking guys that are utility guys on other teams.
And giving them everyday
and
reps.
And giving them everyday reps. Mm-hmm. That word. Brock Holt, great utility guy, but when he got everyday reps...
Yeah,
It showed. Yeah. Water always seeks its level, and I believe that with baseball more than any other sport.
Right.
And so the fact that Kiki Hernandez is getting everyday reps, that the Red Sox are projecting him as a starter, not his traditional utility, because he's utility wherever else he's been.
Right.
That worries me. That says that I don't know if we have a big market team.
Right.
And that's my next comment on this before we play our game. This is not a big market lineup.
No, and I think the projections that came out today are the Red Sox are going to be 80 and 82.
I saw 87.
Okay.
I saw them having 87 wins was the projection that I looked at. I kind of like that one better than yours.
Yeah.
I don't believe it, but I kind of like it.
Yeah. No, obviously I would like the Red Sox. I'd like the Red Sox to win 100 games. But
On Tuesday we're going to do the pitchers.
Okay.
And that's going to probably take a couple hours because they have signed every single pitcher that's available.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, if you can throw the ball, you got signed.
Signed.
So I'm surprised you're not signed a contract with them.
I can't throw the ball.
Okay, that's probably why. All right, so when we were on the television show, we were doing a lot of games. We had some downtime, and so we were really making a point to put games
play some
in.
Games,
And we're going to start doing that. We're twice a week now, so we're going to start putting
play
it. It might not
games.
Be every week, but we're going to have the game. So this week we're going to test Charlie's knowledge of baseball movie quotes.
Eric, I'm not sure I actually agreed to this, but whatever. This is to embarrass Charlie on Friday.
You're going to know most of these.
I don't know that. I don't. Maybe. Maybe not.
All right.
Let's do this.
I'll start you with an easy one.
Oh, gosh. It might be easy for you.
All I need to know is the movie. You don't have to give me the details as far as who said it in the movie or anything like that. Just the movie.
All right.
All right. So maybe you guys could play at home, too. If you build it, he will come.
Field of Dreams.
See? You know one.
Okay, I feel good about that.
Okay.
Thanks for giving me a softball.
That is true. I got to see how much time we have before I do any more questions.
You're fine. We got plenty of time.
I don't know. My computer
we
just
can
died.
Go play. If Eric wants us to go an extra half hour, we will.
All right.
I don't know if he agrees to that.
No, he gets all grouchy when he wears 5:30. He gets grouchy.
He's I got to get going.
All right. Jesus. I like him very much, but he's no help with the curveball.
Bull Durham.
Major League.
Oh, I should have gone there.
Yes, that is, I forget his first name, Serrano. Remember, he hits a fastball 700 feet, but can't hit a curveball.
Can't hit a curveball.
And he was killing chickens in his locker.
Yeah,
and, you know,
gets a good movie. Yeah.
All right. This one's a tough one. I don't think I would have gotten this one. Do you know what we get to do today, Brooks? We get to play baseball. Great movie.
Let's see. That's going to be. Oh, I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with.
I'll give one hint.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid.
The Rookie.
The Rookie, very
wow.
good. Great movie. True story.
Really good movie.
True story. Yeah. Came back, bet his kid or his high school team. He was coaching a high school team.
Yeah.
And if his high school team won the state championship, county championship, whatever it was, he agreed that he would go try out for a Major League Baseball team.
And he made it.
And he was in the minors before, so I mean, he was a pitcher.
He was a player.
But he never threw as hard as he did.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know how much of his truth. Remember, he goes and there's a radar thing, a street radar thing.
Yeah.
And he throws, he's like 97.
Yeah.
And so.
That's cool.
That is really cool. That was Jim Morris.
Jim Morris. Who,
Tampa Bay. I think he played for Tampa.
Did he?
Yep. All right.
Give me another one.
That was a tough one.
You know where I'm
Here's an easy one.
All right.
Pick me out a winner, Bobby.
League of Their Own?
No. I'll give you a hint. Robert Redford.
I should know this. I don't know. Just what is it?
Well, this is The Natural.
The Natural.
You've seen The Natural? You must have seen The Natural.
Of course I've seen The Natural.
Natural's one of my all-time favorites.
Good, you were saying that. I'm still a Field of Dreams guy.
Well, Field of Dreams. That's my my wife and I's first date was Field of Dreams, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did Carla like it?
Of course.
She liked the date?
It was our first date.
Yeah,
of course she did. All right. People all say that I've had a bad break, but today I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Oh, so Lou Gehrig said that, right?
Yes. What's the name of the movie, though?
I'm not going to get the name of the movie. What is it?
It is, I'm sorry, The Pride of the Yankees.
Pride of the Yankees.
Pride of the Yankees.
Never seen it. I got to watch it. I haven't seen it. No. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm familiar with the movie, but I haven't seen it. Just fire away, buddy. You can't have radio silence.
A good friend of mine used to say, this is a very simple game. You throw the ball, you catch the ball, you hit the ball. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes it rains. Think about that for a while.
No, League of Their Own.
You don't know that one?
No.
That's Bull Durham.
Oh, that is Bull Durham?
Yeah, that one's Bull Durham.
I should have gone with that.
Give
me a softball again.
All right. I'm your new catcher, and you just got lesson number one. Don't think. It can only hurt the ball club.
I don't know. What is it?
Bull Durham.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm just throwing...
Yeah,
I'll give you one more. Then we're gonna probably get close to wrapping this thing up.
I'll give you one if I don't get this.
Strikeouts are boring. Besides that, they're fascist.
A League of Their Own.
Bull Durham.
Awesome. How about this one? You're killing me, Smalls.
Well, that's The Sandlot.
There you go.
That's
All right. So you're good.
So we are gonna. I think one of the things that we should do in our next show, we got to rate our baseball movies. We've rated our sports movies before, not on the radio, but
let's
on
do
television.
The baseball. And that'll give me a chance this weekend to watch a few more. Like.
Yes, I think we should rate our baseball movies because that will be a discussion.
Yeah.
Because there's obviously real good ones.
Like even movies such as like Major League was a great movie.
I watched Major League.
Yeah.
Major League 2 wasn't
entertaining,
so much.
No. But we'll talk about it next week.
No, we can do it. We got a couple minutes.
What is your favorite? You said, is it Bull Durham?
No, Bull Durham's not my favorite. I like Bull Durham, but it's not my favorite. Field of Dreams is the one that tugs at my heartstrings a little bit.
That's so awesome.
And I don't know if it's because it was my first date with my wife. And that's the one that tugs at me a little bit more. It's when his father comes out of the cornfield and it's, you want to play catch, dad? Or, you know, that, holy mackerel.
Yeah.
That just gets me going every time. So Field of Dreams right now is up there.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Field of Dreams is my number one. But you know what movie I like and you didn't do any quotes from it? I love Moneyball. I think Moneyball is great. Yeah. What was the one about losing? The only thing I hate more than winning is losing. Was that the quote? One of the quotes from that movie?
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't know. Let's find out.
Let's find out. That one doesn't make much sense.
Yeah,
Moneyball is a great movie. We just showed it in school.
Yeah,
because
you did a math project.
We
with
did.
It.
We did a math project every year that we're using baseball statistics as the generation of the math project.
Right.
And then we would show Moneyball at the end. And the kids love it. The kids love Moneyball.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
It's a good movie.
And, you know, our fixing of baseball is based in Moneyball.
We talked about that with the analytics and everything.
And that's where it's come. And I don't think there's a bigger analytic geek, for lack of a better word, in the game right now than Hein Bloom.
I agree.
Who's for the Red Sox. So,
yep.
Anyway. All right, we got to thank her.
Well, I got to get to the sponsors. Well, yeah, I just wanted to before
why are you working off your phone today, not your computer?
I don't know. Yeah, it's just different. But before we thank our sponsors, I wanted to thank Andrew Cray for joining us today. It was a pleasure to have you on the show, and I hope you enjoyed your time with us.
Andrew, you did a very, very good job today. Thank you for being on.
Thank you. And shout out to all you guys in Tufton Borough and people from Kingswood. Shout out to you guys as well.
Right on.
All
yeah,
right.
Go
Way
Knights.
Go, Andrew. All right. We want to once again thank our advertiser for supporting Mike and the Hoss on WASR, powered by the MM Shop. Thanks to Fay Moore at Berkshire Hathaway,
Seacoast Spine and Sports Injuries Clinic,
Skelly's Market,
Water's Edge Salon,
Lucas Roasting Company,
Duran Independent Insurance,
Carroll County Oil,
Downtown Grill and Cafe,
Weston Auto Body,
Linda's Flowers,
Bradley's Hardware,
DF Richard,
Full Belly Deli,
and the Full Belly Deli Bar and Grill.
Have a great week. We'll be back a Tuesday at 4:30.
This has been Mike and the Hoss Sports Radio. Thank you guys so much for listening, and have a good day.